This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, MUT students are set to benefit from work integrated learning partnership with South Africa's most advanced pig farm. And two KZN kidnappers begin serving hefty sentences. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Mangosuthu University of Technology has secured a groundbreaking partnership with Tyboch Piggery, one of South Africa's most leading agricultural enterprises. The agreement, finalized by Dr. Karabo Molomo from MUT's Department of Agriculture Animal Production, will open work-integrated learning and internship opportunities for MUT students from 2026. Tyboch Piggery, based near Foschville in Gauteng, is home to 2,400 cows, a feed mill, and a state-of-the-art gene transfer center. The farm is recognized as a hub of innovation and sustainability. Dr. Molomo says the partnership means MUT students will now be prioritized for placements, ensuring hands-on experience that aligns with industry needs. Students will gain exposure to the full cycle of pig production, attend specialized training workshops, and even contribute to graduate research projects. They'll also be mentored by personal growth and recognized through awards such as the Top Student Award. Farm owner CP Creek says the future of agriculture in South Africa depends on training young professionals, and Tyboch is proud to partner with MUT in shaping that future. And then in other news, the Durban Regional Courts yesterday sentenced Olwethu Makalakala and Andile Dubin to a combined 64 years behind bars. They were also convicted of robbery with aggravating circumstances, attempted murder and possession of unlicensed firearms. The duo was nabbed in June 2 years ago after they kidnapped and killed a man outside a nightclub in Cato Manor. They demanded a ransom of 50,000 rands for his release before withdrawing 5,000 rands from his bank account. KZN Hawks says the pair was caught several days later after police spotted them driving on the M25 near Inanda. Both men will serve 25 years direct imprisonment each. KZN Hawks spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says they are seeing a decrease in kidnapping cases in the province. And finally, ingoma kaNhloso seyilalelwe amahlandla ngaphezu kwa 9.7 million kwi-YouTube. Ngaphezu kwalokho, ikwi-the official South African Charts International Top 20 lapho idlala imlala khona nezinye izingoma zenhlobo zomculo okubalwa kuzo ekaZinxumalo, Mafikizolo, Kabza the Small, DJ Maphorisa, uSiza, uMahu, uKarishma kanye nabanye. Ingoma idlala imlala kuleli shati lomculo ngeyisuke idlalwa kakhulu idolo isenkundleni zokuxhumana okubalwa kuzo iSpotify, iDeezer, Apple Music neYouTube Music, futhi isuke ididiyelwe ngaba BMET Music Innovators. UNhloso yena noMafikizolo abamele umculo kaMaskandi kule International Top 20. Now, to recap your top story at this hour, MUT students are set to benefit from work integrated learning partnership with SA's most advanced pig farm. This is all from myself for this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 9:30 for your MUT Radio News. I'm Amahle Ngwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.